Good evening, everyone. In our Halacha Gems learning tonight, we have a very interesting case. And the case involves a situation where a person is advised by Halacha that it's also l'hispalel sham. It's prohibited for a person to daven in such a place or because of a certain circumstance. So let's understand what case we're referring to. So the case here that's brought in the poskim is the following. Ir, whether it's a city or yishuv or a certain settlement, Shiesh bo rak beis hakneses echad. Let's just say you have a city, a town, a settlement that has only one shul. The ein regilim la'asleis bebeis hakneses hazeh kama minyanim l'chol tefila. So let's just say, you know, you have many shuls that are functional in many ways as minyan factories. So you could have multiple minyanim at the same shul, the same synagogue. But in this case, there was one shul, and in that shul, there was only one minyan. It wasn't that there are multiple minyanim. So now the question is that if there's multiple minyanim, so that might mean that your ability to walk freely around the shul, how it would appear that you might not be entering one minyan or not entering into another minyan. So it doesn't look like there's a certain causation of diminishment insofar that you're choosing not to daven tefillah betzibur, not to daven with a minyan. You're not passing by an opportunity to pray with others, to pray together with the congregation. But if there's one minyan, and there's only one organized tefillah in that one synagogue, one shul, so then Poskim writes, it's asulo la'avor liyad pesach beis hakneses b'shah shahat tzibur mispalo. It is prohibited for there to be at the entrance of the Beis HaKnesses, anybody to walk past the entrance of the Beis HaKnesses, specifically Bishash at Tzibur Mispalel. Now, when we say that the time that the Tzibur is being Mispalel, that we're assuming what it means is talking about Shemoneh Esrei, because that is the pinnacle, the apex, the moment that we aspire to get to with the ultimate revelation in the sense of our knowing for whom it is before whom we stand. So when we say that it's usher for one to be lav or bishash at tzibur mispal, it's talking about specifically what it seems to be, Shemoneh Esrei. And that's further emphasized by the Mishnah Berurah's comment on this halacha where he explains, sheyesh lahachmir, there are those who are machmir. So just by the nusach of the language of lahachmir, it means to say that this is what it's referring to, and there might be situations where it's lenient, where it would apply to other tefillos that you would be able to pass without it being a look, an optic, as if you're doing something that's a diminishment of an importance of a chashivas of tefila. Says Yesh LaHachmer Afilu Be'ez Shatzibur Mispal Kriyishma Upsuke Dezimra. That means that there's a chumra, says the Mishnah Berurah, an ideal furtherance of stricture, that even when people are davening either just Kriyishma or Psuke Dezimra, you should still not enter. So it's a chumra, which means without that chumra, ordinarily you would say that you could. But what are we talking about here in the poskim? That it's really talking about Shemoneh Esrei, but the Mishnah Berurah adds that it would apply to Kriyishma and Psuke Dezimra as well. So it's also La'avor, the entrance of the Beis HaKnesses at the time that there's tefillah that's happening. V'lo li konespa, and you shouldn't enter into it. And therefore, you wouldn't. Why? Because it seems as, and meaning that you would pass by and not enter into it. Meaning, if you're going to pass by and not enter, so obviously that's how it looks bad. If you're going to pass by and enter, so then that's different because you're going in there to daven. However, he says, "Vim nikur mitoich ma'isav she'esh davar hamoneh oisam milahachnis." Let's just say that the knisa is blocked, or there's some type of signature or signage that indicates for whatever reason that it's not possible to enter, or you know, your non-entry is not a din of the degradation that we're worried about because of the fact that you're passing by because there's some type of signage, some type of indicator, maybe there's some type of chasana or some type of a special tefillah that's happening, that's not that you're not going there because it's some type of call of misrepresentation. No, so if it's something that's that presents the knisa, that doesn't permit the knisa easily, so then that's different. So then he says mutar la'avar v'lo lihikones. Then it is then permissible. So that means as long as there's some type of sign, some type of prevention, then it's permissible for a person to pass by and not enter. But without that sign, whether it's Shemoneh Esrei, as it's mentioned in the poskim, or whether it's otherwise Psuka Dezimra or Kriyashma, so one would not be able to pass by. It's an interesting case, interesting circumstance. From my family to yours, I wish you a healthy and a safe and a very pleasant evening.